Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, boner rental car app, coming to you from, what kind of car is this, Graham?
Doug, we're in a delightful Chevy Cruze, which we've driven in the past. Four-door sedan, big, nice trunk.
You're always about the trunks because you have such big bags full of stuff that you sell at the shows, so we need a lot of trunk space when we're on the road doing shows.
We do, and you just purchased a new bag.
It's too big.
It's too big. Yours is too big.
It's too fucking, look at that fucking thing. I had to put it in the back seat because it wouldn't fit with your shit in the trunk.
I think you need to put it to sleep.
I'm going to put a bullet in it. This bag is going to go unchecked for life.
After you unpack that bag, you have my permission to kill it.
So that'll be great if that just transforms into we just do that voice all the time with no explanation and people forget about the movie, because I don't think it's gonna, who knows what's gonna happen with that movie ultimately, because it's, everyone just seems to have gotten sad about it. We're driving from Virginia Beach, Virginia to the airport in Norfolk on Friday, August 24th, Two Oceans 12. It's about 7:43 a.m., 79 degrees outside the car. And inside the car, we keep it at a chilly 52.
I like it cold, buddy.
Yeah. I should say that Paul Rudd qualified for the next Tournament of Championships. Whoa. With his negative one answer and subsequent win in the recent New York City episode. And since last I spoke and you listened, Graham and I did a round of Leonard Maltin game with the crowd at our stand-up show at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia after we did the Doug Loves Movies with Preston and Steve. Thanks again to them and Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. Graham and I did a stand-up show, and Sam the Mam actually stayed and watched it, and he claimed to have had a good time.
Yeah, he was there with his brother.
And I was like, but which one are you, a freak or a geek? We played, what was the guy's name that we played Leonard Maltin with in Philadelphia? Was it, I want to say Jess?
Oh,
or was Jess the woman that with the Gadzooks poster that won?
Yeah.
I think that was, so maybe Chris?
Yes, Chris.
Cause it was Chris.
Because he had a Palm Strike dance party as his name tag.
And he just put the name Chris on there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he chose Amy Adams' birthday category and got the movie right in negative names. It was Enchanted. And, negative one name is what he went. And the answer was Amy Adams. Of course, as negative names go, it's when the category is an actor, there's a good chance they were the top billed person.
Good shot.
Oh, that's probably one of the only movies she's top billed in of her entire career. Because even when she was with another woman in that Julia and Julia movie, Julie and Julia, it was Meryl Streep who obviously got top billing over her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Big Streepy,
you know that. It's that voice. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know.
Wednesday night, we did a show here in Virginia Beach. We're leaving Virginia Beach, but back there in Virginia Beach, we did a show at the Funny Bone, and we played Leonard Maltin Game, and that is the Leonard Maltin Game that you will hear at the end of this car rental episode. And then last night, we did another show in Virginia Beach, and I screwed up on the recording it, but I will tell you that a gentleman named Ronnie out of the crowd, who wrote Ronnie in colorful letters across an Eddie Murphy album. Do you know the name of the album, Graham?
Oh, no, I forget.
Might have been Party All the Time.
I think it was Party All the Time.
Was the album the same name as this hit single? My girl boy likes to party all the time. You remember when he picked up that? Okay, so don't say tranny. 10 years ago, they don't like it. Don't say it. And when I say they, it's because that's not what they are, I guess. Okay, so we gave away John Mulaney's New in Town album, great album, and we also gave away some Doug Benson and Graham Elwood stuff. And he picked the category 10 years ago. And,
you know, Ronnie,
you had to name it with five names.
Yeah, and I could not do it. I was hoping he'd get him down to four, but he's a very smart guy, and I kept making fun of him because he looked very nerdy, and
yeah, during the show at some point, you said something like, "Are there any nerds here?" or something, and he was like, "I am," and you're like, then you were relentless making fun of the fact that it was so obvious he's a nerd.
He was such a good sport. He's a really cool guy, and, you know, he's an IT guy in a library. So that's not very nerdy.
Sad I didn't record this record the game last night. I tried to. I only got the first 4 minutes or something, but because I said something like, so you're an IT guy, like just joking around, and he was like, not only was he an IT guy, but like in like some sort of library about, what was it, like the grandmother library or something? Like it had some weird, like it sounded even nerdier than a typical IT guy.
It was so great.
Like, he doesn't even interact with people who aren't complete nerds. And he's listening to this right now. So, hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. Thank you so much for being a good sport, Ronnie.
Yeah, and we're about to pull into the Shell station to get some gas.
Oh,
there it is. There's the entrance down there. Oh, right next to the Food Lion. When are they going to change that to Snoop Lion? All right, so we're pulling into the gas station because we always fill up the tank. Don't take the deal with rental car places where they fill it up for you because they charge you three times as much or more. And as much as we like renting cars from Hertz, we won't get fucked on that. Do you want to plug anything, Graham, before you get out of the car?
Yes, the LA Podcast Festival. We have just announced that you will be doing an episode.
Doug Loves Movies on Saturday night at the LA Podcast Festival. Festival Pass gets you in to that, followed by a stand-up show with all of the lots of the comics that'll be participating in the podcast festival.
Well, actually, a festival pass gets you into the whole event. If you just want to see Doug Loves Movies in the stand-up show, that's only $20. So for $20, you see a podcast and a full stand-up show with, like, Greg Fitzsimmons, Greg Barrett, and a bunch of other
people. Yeah. Like, if you live in L.A. and you can't, you know, you don't want to do the whole weekend, just that one night's going to be a lot of fun. It's only $20 to get in for the whole night. But, like Graham said, a festival pass gets you into that and lots of other podcasts. Walking the Room, WTF with Mark Maron, Never Not Funny with Matt Belknap.
Todd Glass
Jackson. With probably Rory Scoville or Daniel Keno.
Girl on Guy with Aisha Tyler. Sam Tripoli, the Sklarbro Country.
Are you going to announce the guests on all these shows, or are you going to keep that like everybody's guests are going to be a surprise?
We're going to see. As soon as people start confirming name, big name guests, we're going to start. Like, Walking the Room is getting Will Anderson, a very famous comic from Australia. So we're gonna, as soon as we get start confirming guests in the next month, we'll announce that. So go to lapodfest.com.
But I can keep mine a secret, though, right?
If you want, Doug, sure.
All right. That's what I'm going to do, probably. And now, thank you, Graham. Now here's the Len Malton game from Virginia Beach Funny Bone Wednesday night.
Does anyone hunger for games? That's what I say on Doug Loves Movies. The guy over there, no!
No! I hate fun!
Not enough violence!
There's not enough violence, this gentleman thinks.
All right, we'll kill someone tonight. Yeah!
If no one wins at this game, you're going to die!
After watching Crowley, you have my permission to die.
My pain sounds a little more like Sean Connery.
Yeah. Get over, Schmutter President. I'm gonna crash this plane and watch Gotham murder. My name is Bane. James Bane.
Jimmy Bane. I brought some prizes to give away tonight. Yeah, yeah. I brought copies of two of my albums, Smug Life and Professional Human Radio. And we also have a couple of buddies of mine that have comedy CDs, and David Huntsberger's Humanitis, and a dude named Jim Hamilton did a record called Poems About the Ocean,
which doesn't sound like a comedy record, but it is.
So it's all poems about the ocean.
Yes. And Graham, what are you going to contribute?
I'll throw in a copy of my CD from the Graham Ellis Palm Strike Dance Party.
Palm Strike Dance Party!
Yeah, so now the question is, did anybody bring name tags?
There we have some. There's one that says, fuck you on it. Fuck you, Graham, very specific. And so I don't know if you're going to get chosen. And I saw that one on Twitter, right?
Yeah,
you tweeted that one. It's, there's something about Gary. And we have Matman back there with the Batman logo. And somebody's holding a... Is that a pumpkin? It's a dome one, but then next to it...
A mushroom.
Oh, wow. Wow. Big orange mushroom.
It's got in the back, holding up his middle fingers. So
that is the weirdest
very
thing.
Very warm reception here. A lot of excitable fans.
Fuck you. Pick me, dude. Hope nobody likes me. I don't get it.
I'm going to go with Madman. That's awesome.
Let's get up here, Madman. Question, Graham. See what he has to say.
So where are you from?
Here.
Virginia Beach.
You were born in this country, from in that balcony. There's a hammock up there. He lives in Joshua Volleyball. I pass away.
Wilson!
That would be a great name tag, by the way. Not a little thing. All right, nice t-shirt.
Oh, thank you.
What's this t-shirt say? Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's hard to say fast, you guys. That's why the most recent installment was called TMNT. For idiots like me.
It was just a hashtag.
All right, we're going to play one round of the Leonard Maltin game with you, Matt, man, and we'll see if you can beat Graham. He's very difficult to beat. He's very good at this game. You get to pick a category. And audience, please keep in mind that this is just between Matt and Graham, so don't yell out if you think you know the answer, or even if you don't know the answer. Don't help in any way. Your category options are Willem Dafoe. That's movies where Willem Dafoe is the bad guy. Or, celebrating a birthday today on August 22nd, is Kristen Wiig.
So the films of Kristen Wiig, or at Liesl, I-L-I-E-Z-L, suggested Honey, I Got the Skids. And that's movies where there's a scene where somebody poops. So what do you want? Pooping, Kristen Wiig, or Willem Dafoe?
That was my favorite, pooping.
Yeah.
Pooping.
The audience wants pooping.
When I got on stage, you guys were very smart. And now you sort of gotten drunk and you're just like, shit jokes! So you up here, you're like, that's okay. No, free nice for me.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that my set made them dumb. and they agree. The whole audience got a contact high. All right, here we go. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars. It's from 1994.
Jurassic Park.
A gentleman guessed Jurassic Park, and he is wrong, and an asshole. Enjoy your drive back to Richmond. Sucking up to the hometown crowd. This is how we do it. All right, Leonard lists. Let me give you some more clues because I got confused by that gentleman. Leonard calls this movie cheesy. And he says it has its moments here and there. Stop saying that. It's never going to be Jurassic Park. Oh, there is a guy shitting in it, though, now that you mention it. A dude gets pulled off of the crapper. Oh, he's not shitting, he's just hiding. He's multitasking. He's shitting and hiding. And Leonard Maltin lists about 10 names. How many names do you think you can get this movie from 94 that has shitting in it? My new friend, Matt Man.
No, 8.
8's a good opening bit. What's Graham going to do with that?
6.
Ooh, interesting.
4.
Whoa. Whoa.
Matt Man, name that movie.
All right, Matt Man. This is going to be tricky. I wish you luck. He gets 4 names, and your 4 names are... Would you like to hear the clues again?
Yeah.
It's cheesy and it has its moments here and there, and it's from 94. Leonard only gives it 2 stars, and somebody, there's some shitting in it. Pooping. Let's keep it clean, you guys.
Great poker face, by the way, Matt. I'm gonna need those clues again.
And your four names are Felton Perry, Cam Neely, Victoria Rowell, and Charles Rocket, the late Charles Rocket.
Thanks for playing. What do you think the movie is?
Dumb and Dumber?
That's correct!
That is very impressive!
Jurassic Park or a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There